Pope Benedict XVI has sent a message of condolence at the passing of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church's patriarch, His Holiness Abuna Paulos, a renowned ecumenist and interreligious dialogue partner who led his church for 2 decades before his passing on Thursday at the age of 76 after a lengthy illness. The Deputy Secretary General of the Ethiopian Catholic Secretariat and Pastoral Activities Commission Coordinator, Father Haile Gabriel Miluku, spoke with Chris Altieri to share his remembrance of Patriarch Abuna Paulos.
His Holiness the Patriarch, Patriarch of Ethiopia, Archbishop Paulos, he is the President of the World Council of Churches and the Honorary President of World Religions. He passed away yesterday at 5 o'clock at the age of 76, and the funeral will take place next Thursday on 23rd of August. I think he's a great figure in Ethiopia and in Africa as well. He retired to unite religions. He was open. He served the Orthodox Church for the last 20 years. It was not easy time, but he tried his best to bring together Orthodox followers as well as also the others. We have interreligious council in Ethiopia, and he is one of those who initiated this interreligious council in Ethiopia. He also brought reconciliation among religions, and also he tried to reconcile the government with the government and the people with the former regime authorities. So his role has been great, and we will miss him. He attended the funeral celebration of the late Pope John Paul II. He also attended a special synod of Africa, and he delivered a talk at the synod recently. And he hosted an ecumenical meeting in Addis Ababa in his patriarchate. This has a great significance. Cardinal Kun Koch attended on this meeting. So it was the ninth Oriental Orthodox Church and Catholic Church meeting, and it was significant to have an ecumenical meeting here in Addis Ababa, particularly in his office in the Patriarchate. So I think his contribution for unity of churches and the role to bring peace among religions will be remembered for many years.
Perhaps you could talk about the future of Christianity in Ethiopia and the challenges that are going to face his successor.
In Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church is very alive, very active today, and the leadership is also very strong. I know he lived in a time in a transition period, we can say, because I can say he's open-minded because of his background, his formation. He lived and studied in the Western world, so I think it helped him to open his mind to other religions. And I hope his successor will continue the line he has already outlined. Therefore, as I said, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church is quite strong today, very active, dynamic. It has many followers, and the leadership and the clergy are also numerous. Therefore, there is no fear that Orthodox Church will face challenges. On the other hand, his successor needs to be strong. He has to have a great vision, not only for the Orthodox Church, but also for other religions in the country. And the Muslim presence is strong, and evangelical churches are also strong, and the Catholic Church is also, with its many social activities, is doing its best. Therefore, he who comes after this pater should be someone who has vision, who can welcome other religions and work together so that God's kingdom is evangelized, spread through our united efforts.